Stag this is dictating on David Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N, Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N, Anglin, David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth is 9/27/47, date of visit 3/14/23, please make a copy for Dr. Teresa Hernandez, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending David Anglin for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and recurrent right pleural effusion. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a this is a 75-year-old male who has shortness of breath with activity. Also has had a prior history of coronary artery disease and history for strokes, as well as diabetes and hypertension. Had been found to have a right pleural effusion for which he underwent thoracentesis. October 22, the patient had a cardiac evaluation done and has a prior history of coronary artery disease with stenting. He also was prescribed oxygen 2 liters at night, which he uses intermittently. The patient denies any prior history of chronic lung disease. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of a CVA and history for atrial fibrillation, as well as history for diabetes mellitus and pulmonary hypertension. There's a history of chronic anemia and history for hearing loss. The next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died of dementia and old age, mother died of hypertension and diabetes. Next paragraph, habits, patient smoked about a pack per day for 5 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use recently. Next paragraph, system review, patient. Has lost weight. He has fatigue. He has double vision, denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has no vertigo or hoarseness. No urinary frequency. And no hematuria. He has shortness of breath and coughing spells with wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has some leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle aches. He has hearing loss. He has no headaches and no numbness to the extremities and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. His blood pressure 160 over 70, pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 201, saturation 96. HE and non-cephalic pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. Breath sounds are diminished to the basis with scattered beats bilaterally. Heart, the arteries are irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no regional. Megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is recurrent right pleural effusion. Number 2 is CHF. And number 3 is, CHF chronic. Number 3 is pulmonary hypertension. Number 4, coronary artery disease. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to come in for a right thoracentesis, and the pleural fluid will be sent for cytology and cultures. A CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study will be obtained after the thoracentesis. The patient will continue using oxygen at night to 2 liters, PRN daytime, and use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID PRN. Follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, MD. Is Dr. Souza. Please add in the allergy section. Allergies non-listed. Thank you, Dr. Souza.